Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, thanks for tuning in today, Side Hustle School. My name's Chris Guillebeau, your host. Today we have a listener question from Kayla. She has what she believes could be the next blockbuster app idea. So she's got this idea to make an app, and instead of making it and building up the user base herself, running her own company or side hustle, she wants to take this app idea and sell it to a startup or to a private equity group or to someone with a lot of money, let's say, someone who wants to give her money for this idea. Now, I've talked a few different times about how you usually need more than an idea. You can't just sell ideas. Ideas on their own are not worth a whole lot. But what could you do, you know, to go from idea to increasing the value of maybe an early stage asset that could in fact be sold in this way? And she's going to give an example of a recent sale, a sale of an app for $50 million. And I followed this story a bit too. So I'll mention that as well in my answer. And let's look at what this ambitious app builder or app idea builder needs to do to turn her vision into that valuable asset. I love it. How can I sell my big app idea? That's her question, coming up after this quick message from our sponsor.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hello, Chris. I'm Kayla from Portland, Oregon. Loved seeing you at Powell's recently. So I've come up with a fantastic app idea that I think could be the next big thing, inspired by the sale of Text to Automatic for $50 million. I don't have the resources to develop it myself, so I'm considering pitching it to startups or private equity groups. What should I keep in mind to ensure that I sell my idea effectively and at the right price?
All right, Kayla, it's great to hear you're inspired and you've got an idea you're passionate about. And as mentioned, no matter how groundbreaking an idea may be, ideas on their own are not usually enough to secure the kind of deal you're envisioning. And listeners, Kayla's referring here to this deal. There's an app called Texts. I started using this app myself, Texts, like a text message, T-E-X-T-S. And it basically brings together messages from different platforms, from Instagram, from WhatsApp, from LinkedIn, a bunch of other places, all to one app. So the idea is you have one inbox instead of, you know, 17 or whatever. I don't know if I'm going to stick with it or not, but I tried it out for a while. It's interesting. And anyway, this app sold to a company called Automattic, which makes WordPress, for $50 million. So Kayla's like, how do I get some of that? Or even just, you know, half of that would be okay, right? So if you want to make an app that is highly valued, well, most likely you're going to have to make the actual app and develop a company. That's what Texts did. It wasn't just an idea. But even if you don't want to go all the way, you probably need some sort of minimum viable product. Startup people love that term, MVP. So you need to actually have some core functionality that demonstrates here's what this is, here's why it's so interesting and different and potentially valuable. And in the case of this other example, it is hugely valuable to people who are overwhelmed, especially in a business context of trying to manage lots of communication and such. So it wasn't just an idea, it was potential and also functionality. You know, there was a lot that went into to that being worth so much. So you need a minimum viable product. You need some sort of market validation, data to prove its viability. And that's more than just a hunch. It's more than intuition. Again, if you're trying to get a really good valuation. And then you probably also need some legal protections, you know, along with it. So consider applying for patents or registering your product whenever you can. Have a non-disclosure agreement ready for these kinds of talks. Again, this is at a higher level. It is possible to just, you know, create the idea and maybe that MVP and try to sell that. But of course, your valuation is going to be much, much lower in that case. So you just have to kind of figure out what do you want to do. And I totally understand, you know, Kayla may not want to develop the startup herself and do all that. But if you're looking for, you know, high valuation, selling it for millions of dollars, then most likely you're going to need to go further than just like, here is an idea. I do think there's some middle ground, so hopefully Kayla can find that. Let us know how it goes. And listeners, if you have a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. New projects, new updates every day. We'll feature them throughout the year, along with updates from listeners as they launch and grow their projects. That's all for now. Thanks for tuning in. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.